say relatives about family?
No, I would say that this is my family.
I see. How far would you go to say family? Just
brothers and sisters, and it'd be all in my immediate family, like my daughter and her family.
I see. What about, would you say kin folks or kin?
They're kin to me. I say they are kin. You know, speaking of someone like, say those out there, well, they are some of my kin folks. They're just like, that's
the same thing as relatives. Right. Now, kin folks would imply a more distant relationship than your immediate family.
Right.
Just like relatives.
Yeah, right.
All right. I want to get some checks and pronunciations now in the area, so I'll do it by asking you some Bible-type questions, but they aren't to check whether you know the Bible or not. But I found in the South, this is the way people, I get people to say these a lot of times. Jesus' mother was named
Sarah.
Jesus' mother.
Mary. Did I say Sarah?
You gave
Mary.
Me one I was looking forward to saying, too. There were two sisters in the Bible who had a brother named Lazarus. There were Mary and
Ruth?
Martha.
Mary and Martha, right.
There's an old song, Wait Till the Sun Shines.
Nellie.
If a boy's name is William, when he's small, you might call him
Bill.
Or
Will.
Or Billy. The first book of the New Testament is
Matthew. You was fixing to say that in front of me.
You can't take grandmother. That's cheating.
Mm-hmm.
You could whisper it and make her say it. Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear anyone use some term to refer to an untrained part-time preacher?
Well, not an untrained, but we have what we call part-time preachers.
And did you ever hear it called a jackleg preacher?
No.
Did you ever hear anybody use that?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard the term jackleg used at all? Jackleg?
Yeah, I've heard something of that used, but I've never heard it referred to a minister referring to.
A minister,
no.
Okay. Would that mean that they...
They don't know exactly. They're just learning. Jacklegs, that's the way we think of them. That they.
It could be in any profession.
Any profession, right.
It would be...
He's just a jackleg. He doesn't know too much about it.
I see. Fine. If you were introducing... say some of your relatives lived far away, and perhaps they had just come to town. You were introducing them to your daughter. You'd say, "Now this man is your uncle, and his wife is your
aunt."
Say the whole thing for me. Your
this woman is your aunt.
Right, that's what I want. If there were a man named Lee, and he was a general in the army, you would address him as
General Lee.
Fine. If there were a man in the army named Brown, and he was a colonel, you referred to him as
Colonel Brown.
What about Smith, and he were a major, you'd say?
Major Smith.
All right, do you remember the days when men would address each other as captain or captain?
Yes.
Now, was this always from, say, a black man to a white man, or did white men address each other as captain? When they didn't have a rank, I'm talking about you.
Well, I think it's just more or less kind of an old way of, I wouldn't say necessarily a black man speaking to a white. Where we used to think of that, they would run on boats. Now, my great uncle, my daddy's uncle, worked on a boat, just a river boat, you know. And he was called captain, and they kept calling him Captain. And that's the way I remembered. I don't remember of them, you know. But
that's exactly what kind of thing I'm looking for. Whether this it had a seafaring.
Yeah. That's what Captain. Or Captain Billy.
Even if
he was
weren't
on
a captain of the boat.
That's right. He worked on. Right.
I see.